families very rarely seek an autism assessment lately. They usually come looking for an autism assessment after years and years of trying to understand why their child, or indeed why themselves, are struggling. And the idea that people are seeking an autism diagnosis almost as part of an identity quest doesn't reflect the reality that I see. You know, and speaking from a parental perspective, most parents would much rather hear that there's nothing different with their child than discover that their child has a lifelong neurodevelopment condition. On the flip side of that, I suppose a diagnosis can bring some relief because it gives an explanation, you know, not only to the parent but also to the child, and helps them understand why they feel and why they see the world the way they do. But it is not something that I think that families celebrate. It comes after years of uncertainty and lots of guilt. Is it something I have done? Am I doing my parenting wrong? Frustration and repeated, is what we hear, repeated attempts to get support, which is not easy to get.
We also hear frequently in the newsroom and on the Greg Hughes Show about the struggle of trying to finally get that diagnosis. It's not to say that they're being handed out willy-nilly, to put it quite bluntly.
Absolutely not. And from my position as a special needs coordinator in a post-primary school, it's an extremely difficult path to navigate. So much so that a lot of the assessments now are being subcontracted out to private agencies, the likes of Lansfield in Belfast, rather than being conducted by the HSE themselves. Now, I don't think that there's an overdiagnosis because of the fact that there's something wrong with the professionals in terms of how they're providing the diagnosis. They follow the DSM-5 diagnostic criteria. They're a multidisciplinary team. So the idea that the problem could be something else like ADHD or some other mental health issues doesn't really sit well with me.